In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our saint today, children, started out as a hunter. Now, sometimes our hunters are not quite as successful as they would like to be, at least in the matter of bagging animals. But today's saint ended up being very successful, not in bagging groundhogs or something, but in bagging immortal souls, but souls who were sinners. He got himself the nickname as the Hunter of Souls. The secret of his strength was our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. He'd be busy all day, but most of the night, some nights, he will be praying to the Blessed Sacrament. He's a very interesting saint. He shows us the reason why he was a hunter was not so much just because he enjoyed riding his horse and maybe chasing after bunnies or something, but he wanted to distract himself. An empty mind is the devil's workshop, children. Summer is coming. Be busy each day. If you're outside playing, then have a good time playing. But don't be bored, and don't get distracted, and don't get into bad habits, bad friends, or sins. Stay busy. And don't be afraid to help around the house and do your duties and to do extra work too. Even if you're on the young side, everyone should make a contribution, because that's a good way to keep from committing sin. Our saint went out hunting so as to not be sinful, because he knew he had to stay busy and give himself exercise. Well, at the same time, he was suffering from, it was getting worse and worse, a kind of a skin disease that I think was a little bit like a cancer, perhaps. He prayed, and our Lord almost miraculously took it away from him. And he knew that was the sign that instead of hunting animals, he was to hunt souls, and he became a seminarian and was ordained a priest. As a priest, he lived at a time when there were almost too many priests, if you can imagine it, and he dedicated his work to a confraternity, a pious group that was organized to help out condemned criminals, criminals who were going to be executed. They were called I Bianchetti di Giustizia, the white robes of justice, because they were kind of a white robe when they had formal occasions or processions. And they would go to the prisons and they would help out the poor condemned souls so they could make a good confession and receive their sacraments before they had to go to face Almighty God, the judge. And he was doing pretty well at this and pretty happy. He had found a little niche of work to do for souls as a priest, when one day the mailman made a mistake. Do you remember hearing ever this story before? He shows how we make mistakes all the time, but God never makes a mistake. He got a letter that was meant for a distant cousin of his who had the same name and who was also a priest. I guess it was a common name back in 16th century Naples, Ascanio Caracciolo. Today that would not be a common name at all, I am sure. Well, he opened the letter in good faith, thinking it was addressed to him. It was a Father Ascanio Caracciolo. So he opens a letter, and it's from two priests from the same area, from Naples, and they had an inspiration from God to found a religious order, and would he like to join? And the idea of their religious order was they would take a special vow not to look for promotions, just to be very humble and do the lowest work, and also that they would take turns doing penance and pious things. Because one person can't do it all. We have to cooperate together. So their idea was that one day you would take the discipline, and another day you would fast, and another day you would pray maybe with your arms out like this. You do different penances each day, and then during the night they all took turns, as our men do, as they're going to do this Friday night, before the Blessed Sacrament, the all-night adoration. Everyone takes a turn for an hour, those who are signed up in the guard of honor. Well, he thought this was an excellent idea as a way to have a good priestly life and to hunt for souls. And so he signed up And then he finds out it wasn't even meant for him, but it was God's will that it should be his. Well, they all went to see the Pope about this, and the Pope thought it was a great idea, and he blessed the new order, and he told our saint that he should change his name to Francis and try to be like Saint Francis of Assisi. And so he took the name of Francis, and indeed he was as much like Saint Francis of Assisi as he possibly could be. He took as his motto, "Zeal for thy house has consumed me." And really, he was consumed by zeal. He died when he was just in his 40s, probably all tuckered out by the fact that he was always busy looking for souls. For a long time, he worked in Spain in order to spread his order there. And when he came back to Rome, he worked with a poor leper. It was a bit like Father Damien. We wrote about him in the bulletin a while ago. Father Damien of Molokai, he took care of lepers. And both of these saints were made saints because they loved Jesus in the tabernacle. They prayed and made visits and holy hours and things. And that gave them the strength to do the hardest work, the work maybe that no one else even wanted to do, and certainly to take their turn in doing many good works. Let's make a good resolution today, children, that when the time comes for us to pray, we will pray. When the time comes for us to do our jobs around the house, we'll do them well and without complaining. That the one thing we'll stay away from this summer is committing sin, and the one thing we'll stay close to is the tabernacle of the altar. And let's try as often as we can during the summer months, because zeal for thy house has consumed me, to come back to church, to serve Mass, to assist at Mass, to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And we can always be saying a prayer for poor sinners, especially those who will die this day. And in that sense, we could be a little bit hunters, too. Hunters for souls. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.